We are learning Mesechtes Menachos Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph, and we are starting from the Mishnah on top of Daf Kuf Tes Amud Aleph. Zok the Mishnah. Harei Alai Oila, if someone says Harei Alai Oila, classic Oila, Yakaven of a Mikdash. He has to be Makaven in the base Mikdash, obviously. Vimakriva of Beis Chonyov, lo Yotza. If he was Makaven of Beis Chonyov, he's not Yotza. Beis Chonyov, we'll see, in the Gemara Daf Kuf Tes Amud Beis, we'll see, that Beis Chonyov was this place that one of Shimon HaTzadik's sons, named Chonyov, erected a mizbeach there, a beis mikdash there, like a mini beis mikdash. And it's machlokes in the Gemara if it was a avodah zarah, or if it was a problem of a bama. So obviously this mishnah is going that it was not a avodah zarah, because obviously we know tzad that kriv beis Chonyov yoytza. Even the azoy is nishkin tzad, but it's also it's also a problem. But we'll see with the next mishnah that's mefurish that it's not Ksid Avodah Zarah. So we'll learn this Mishnah as well. But either way, you're not allowed to have Makav on Beis Chonyov, because it's Chushut Echutz Pashtus. It says, Mekiv Beis Chonyov, lo Yotza, you're not Yotza, because it's like killing an animal out of the Beis Mikdash. You said a Re'ala Oila, it's about the Darakim of the Nether. The Nether was that you're going to bring an Oila, you bring it Beis Chonyov, it's like Chushut Echutz. So lo Yotza. Harei Alai Oila, Shakavena Beis Chonyov, but if you speak out, I want to bring an Oila to be Makavir and Beis Chonyov, then Yakavir and Mikdash, then you could be Makavir, you should be Makavir and Mikdash, Vimakriv Beis Chonyov Yotza, but if you do Beis Chonyov Yotza, obviously why? Why Yotza, the Maisa, you still didn't bring a carbon? What could be Pshat? Even though you said it, you're right, you said it, but still, why Yotza? We'll see in the Gemara. Rav Shimon Omer Einzu Oil, no, that's not an oil, you're not Makami Neda. Similarly, by Nazir Osa, Hareini Nazir, if someone says, I want to be a Nazir, yeah, you have to do your whole process of giluach and bringing the karbonos in the mikdash. You got leach b'mikdash. Vim gilach beis chonyov. If you did the whole process of the karbonos and the haircut in beis chonyov, lo yotza. Harei nazir. Shagaleach beis chonyov. If you became a nazir with the condition that you can do it in beis chonyov, you got leach b'mikdash. You should do it b'mikdash. Vim gilach beis chonyov. If you did beis chonyov, yotza. Then yotza. Shemanoim ein ze nazir. No, it's not a nazir doing it beis chonyov. So let's see in the Gemara what's pshat the rabbanon that hold. That's for sure. You say regular oila. Everyone agrees that doing a beis chonyov is nothing. The question is, what is the help for akivena? So Gemara will get there through a process. So the Gemara starts like this: yotza, you yotza. It says you yotza when you do a beis chonyov. How could it be? Hamiktal katla. You kill this. It's shchutichot. So you chayven oila. How in the world if you bring a beis chonyov yotza? You just killed it somewhere out of the beis mikdash. That's not called a kiyum of a carbon. It's Gilu, you said, it's like you're saying that I want to bring the oila, but I'm not chayiv in the chrayis. So here you went ahead and you killed it, so now you don't bring it on neder because it was a rezu. It was like a rezu. It's like you said, I'm not going to be chayiv in the chrayis. And the reason why you said Veis Chonyov, because you added another knech, like the Chayim explained. They usually a chrayis means if it happens by itself, something happens, you know, not that you did a biyadayim, but here, biyadayim you killed it. Still, that was why I spoke it out this way, to say, I'm not chayiv a chrayis, even if I kill biyadayim, I'm not responsible to bring another carbon. And Rashi speaks out, but avada, you chayiv shud shutichotz, doesn't help for the shutichotz problem. The yotzi and other means you're not chayiv a chrayis. But avada, you chayiv for shutichotz, because it's a regular oila. Read it inside one more time. Nase ko'imer harei lai oila menas shloyes chayiv achiusa. That shouldn't be chayiv in that chrayis. So that's why when it says yoytze in ed, that doesn't mean you actually yoytze. It just means you're not mechuyev to bring another one because you weren't chayiv in the chrayis. And any chayiv you chayiv shchutichutz. Omli Rava, that's the way you're learning the Mishnah. Heilun is safe for the Mishnah. Elmi ata safe for the Ktani. Hareini nazir shagalech veis chonyov yigalech v'mikdash shdu v'mikdash v'migalech v'gilach veis chonyov yotza. So here you can't do that because if you say Arei Nazir, you're a Nazir now. If you're a Nazir, you can't say I'm not Chayiv B'Chrayis. Once you're a Nazir, the only way to get out of your Naziris is by bringing Karbanos. And you can't say, oh, I'm not Chayiv in the Karbanos. There's no such thing. A Nazir is a Nazir. The only way to get out of it is if you become a Nazir today, you're stuck. You need Karbanos. V'im gilach v'es chonyav yotza. So how can I announce that Arei Nazir is Chayiv B'Chrayis? Karbanos Nazir, kamod le'maisi, karbanosav by a Nazir, as long as you don't bring the karbanos, lo'im is kasher, you can't become kasher, you can't become mutter b'yayin. So what in the world is going on? So Rava says, Elam Rava, I'm changing pshat. Odom zel odoyroi neskaven. He meant to bring a present to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not a oila. Omar, isagye b'veis chonyov terachna. If I can make it to Beis Chanya, if I'm allowed to put it in Beis Chanya, then I'll do that. Tveilem etzinos duri. I can't do more than that. My whole present is just a Kabbalah to go to Beis Chanya, not more than that. And Nozinami, we'll speak something out in a second. Nozinami, hi gavatur nafshu gemachavin. When I say Nozir here, I don't mean to be a Nozir. I don't want to be a Nozir. I want to be someone who's like mitzar himself on wine. And omai sagi Beis Chanya of Tarachna. If I could be yaitzur with Beis Chanya, then I'll do that. Tveilem etzinos duri. More than that, I'm not going to do. I'm not going to mitzar myself more than that. So basically, Rav is answering, they never will makabal oila, you never makabal nazir, and therefore won't be a problem of shchut dechutz. Like Rashi speaks out, leave the Rav le mechayim from shchut dechutz, because basically he said that I'm not really mechayim makabal to bring a carbon, I just want to bring a present and be mitzar myself. Oh, phrase to the castle. Wow, gewaldic. He asked the obvious question. All right, what the heck are you bringing to the mikdash? What's going on over here? What in the world's pshat? How can you bring to the mikdash? It says, that Yaakovet of a mikdash, and the Kirov Chav Yatzah. What do you mean? How can you bring to the mikdash? Not a carbon. Zokta zevach toida b'shem toisvis in mesechtas nazir that be'etzem has two mashmoyism. Really, when I say this whole lashon, it either means that it'll be a carbon nazir or it'll just be mitzar nafshay. And it depends what happens at the end. That's megalul mafreya. That will show you in hindsight what you really meant. I'll read you some of the lashon of the zevach toida in order to get the idea. He says, the lashon is like this, that says that it works. He says, I won't read the lashon, I'll say it outside. Like I just said, that the vart is that it works in Mafreya, that once you go to, when you want to go and bring the carbon, so then that's a rayal Mafreya. Here it is. Av v'seifa d'rei nozir, sh'agelech v'eschonyov, d'shamatam, d'imgilach v'eschonyov yotza. There, the case is that Yotz Beis Chanyav. Why? L'kibol Allaho rak l'tzar nafshoy. So, Masha Omad yigalech b'mikdosh. Ayat says yigalech b'mikdosh. Zokta zevach toida. Eina b'taris chiyuv. You don't have to go there. Rak v'shosh. V'kamash v'lon. And the chiddush is, d'lo yimein neymod avachulun la'azara b'avaz kamanaisav. Why is it a chulun la'azara? He says, why? You know why? D'mitzratz l'galech b'mikdosh. Once you agree to go to the mikdosh, goli adait l'mafreya. The Nazirus Ma'alya Kibolov, the Yom Kabbal of Nazirus to Mafreya. That's what he did. So, Akaponim, and say by law, so yeah. You weren't really Makabal or anything, and it's like a Rishos. If you bring it to Mesa Mikdash, there's some Gala Mafreya, I really meant to say a real carbon. That's the Pshat of Rav and the Mishnah. Honu Pshat, that means Avadi Nachayim Shutuchutz, because you're not a Nazir, it's not an Oilah. If you bring it at then it could be Lava Freya, yeah. But it could also mean that I'm just being Mitzar myself or want to bring a Dairy. Rav Emunah is the same, similar pshat, because he says, I don't have to change oila. But Rav Emunah, because you can stick with the first pshat oila, there you don't have to say the different pshat. But Rav Emunah amalach, nazir ked gamre. So nazir, I agree to you. It means that he only wants to mitzar himself, it's not a real nazir. Ked gamre. Oila, I'm naturally, it's chayabach yusikomer. But oila, it means I want an oila, but I don't want to be chayabach rais. That's the taichin. So the Mishnah is two different taichin. The two different perushin. The beginning and the end. The beginning taichin means it's real oily chayv shud dechutz. But you bring a veis chanya, you yotzi your neder because not chayv achrayis. The second half, you're not chayv shud dechutz. It's just you're not even a nazir. You're just letziure nafshay. V'af Rabbi Yechonon shavlo hod Rav Nuna. How do I know? The Amar Rabbi Bachan Rabbi Yechonon harei alai oila shar kriyaven a veis chanya. If someone says harei alai oila, I want to be back a veis chanya. V'kriva beretz yisrael and as back a beretz yisrael yotza. Yaitza, but Vainish Karos. So it sounds like the Pshat in the Oila is about it is Oila, because Vainish Karos. So it's like Rav Nuna, it's like the first Pshat in the Gemara, which Gemara slogged up, but the Gavi Oila was staying the same. Tainam Hoki, Areila Oila, Sharkaven of Midbar. Now, and it speaks of Yad here. In this Brisa, it actually says that Areila Sharkaven of Eschon, like Riva Beres Yisrael, Yotza. Again, because the same thing is, when you say Eschon, you don't mean Daf Eschon, which means to say Amat Chayev Vach Reis. So anyway you bring it, anyway you kill it, it's fine. Neret Yisrael is fine also. That's why Yotza. And Tainam Alch, Areila Oila Sharkaven of Midbar. Guys, says, I want to bring Oila, but I don't want to go too far. I don't want to go further than the Midbar. What's the Midbar? The Midbar is where the Mishkan was in the olden days. Therefore, he wants to bring it to the Midbar. But Kriv Beviyard, and we brought Beviyard. And Yotz, again, the same Vart. Yotz is because you don't have a Chayis. And therefore, anywhere you bring it, you really Chayis. But Vainish Karas, but it's Chudichot, because Vainish Karas, again, this is a Raya to Rav Nuna and Rav Nuna, and this is a right to both Rav Nuna and Rav Nuna that Avad the Gavi Oila Yichayev Karos and is considered Shchut Echutz. That's what comes out of this Mandiyama. Zolta Gemara Vaita. So that's this Mishnah with the. And it happens to be that with Tosfos and Nazir also answers another kasha. The kasha is Haki Master Mashakosha Vatira. How you let us say I want to be a Nazir in order to be Makun Reis Chandyav? That's not what the Torah says. Torah says it doesn't mean that. It means a Tzuri Nafshei. It just means a Tzuri Nafshei. It doesn't mean a real Nazir. So therefore, it's not Masna Amashikos Torah. It's not doing against. It's not the Tanai, the condition, it's not something that's connected to the Torah. Zot the Mishnah Vaita. Hakahanim Shishim Shuveis Chandyav. Kahanim who worked in the mini Beis HaMikdash, which was actually in Mitzrayim, this, it was in Egypt, this Beis Chonyav. So if they worked and they did avoid the Beis Chonyav, there's a knas on them, lo yishamshu v'mikdash Yerushalayim. We do not allow them to do avoidah in Yerushalayim. The Rambam says, nirali, that if they did avoidah, it's not possible. Because the Gemara is in Medayik, the Beis Chonyav is not avoidah zara. But it's not the proper thing to do. And if we made a knas on them, they can't work in the Beis HaMikdash. It's possible if they worked for Avodah Zarah, so then they can't work in the Beis HaMikdash, and there, it's a good side, it's not possible. Shenema, it says in the Pasuk, Ach lo yalu kahane abomois, el the kahanim of the abomois, el mizbach Hashem birushalayim, ki im ichlu matzim zechachayim. So this Pasuk, Pasha, referring to someone like Beis Chonyav, which is Obama, not Avodah Zarah. So it says, the kahanim worked on the abomois, they're not allowed to come to Mizbeach Hashem in Yerushalayim and be makan korbanos, but they can eat the kachim together with their brothers, the kahanim. Why? Because they're elu kabali mumin, they're cholkim vayichum v'rekivim. They're like a bal mum, which is a knas. The whole thing is a knas. They made them like a bal mum. Bal mum can be cholik in the kachim, and eat in the kachim, but they can't be makriv. So that's the status of a kohen who worked the Beis Chonyav. They made him into a bal mum. It cannot be mishamish mikdash, but he does get chalukah in the food. Mashenkin, someone who works in Avodah Zarah, will see momentarily they might be possible even with the Yavin. Zok the Gemara. Om Rav Yehuda. Koyin sheshochat avayis chavma. Koyin that did shechita for Avodah Zarah. He didn't do hakrava, he didn't do like a zrika or any other avayis, but he did shechita avayis chavma. The halacha is, if he did tshuva, karbonoi reach nechayach. His carbon is reach nechayach. His carbon is kosher. Now, someone on the diet, carbon reich chayech, it's mamash spitz carbon. Mashma, if he did a different, let's say it was zarak levis chavim, which is possible in such a case, so then it's not carbon reich chayech, but it's not possible with the event. That's what the Chavetz Chaim maybe wants on the diet. But the Rambam says clearly, if a kohen did a real avoid, like a zrika, for avoid a zara, then carbon's possible. We'll see in a second, we're trying to say that shechita is not the same level avoid as all avoiders. So a kohen that shechted for avoid a zara, he still, if he does tshuva, he still can work in the Beis HaMikdash. Omar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi Mikra, what do you see a pasuk like this? The pasuk says, Yan Asher Yeshor Soy Som Fnei Gulayim. Pasuk Yechezkel says that because these people, they served, Yeshor Soy, they served in front of the Avodah Zarah, V'hoyu L'Beis Yeshor L'Mikshol Avon, and they did Averis Mikshol Avon, Akein, Nosasiyas Yodi Aleyim, Numa Hashem Lekim, and also Avonim. They're not going to be able to, the Averis is going to stick. V'ksiv, Basrei, V'lo Yigoshu Elai L'chayinli. They should not come close to me to be a Kayin. So we see someone who did Sheirus, Tavoy the Zara, they can't work in the Beis HaMikdash. I avat Sheirus in. Shechit alav Sheirus who, only if you do Sheirus, but Shechit is not Sheirus. Why not? Because the Zara is kosher in Shechit. Therefore, it's not called Sheirus, and it's only Yanash and Sharsu l'fnei Gulayim. Since they didn't do Sheirus, they are kosher to do Avoyda. That's what the Gemara says, and this seems like it's not a machlekes. That if a Kohen is a Shechit of a Zara, he's not disqualified. Itmar. Zrika definitely is possible. What about if he's a shaygig? A shaygig for Zrika for Avodah Zarah. Itmar shaygig for Zrika for Avodah Zarah. This fellow, this Kayan, worked for Avodah Zarah, and he did a shkaga, he did a Zrika. Rav Nachman Amar Kabbalah Reach Nechayach. Since it was a shaygig, if he does tshuva, his carbon is Reach Nechayach. Rav Sheish Shoma, I shouldn't say, you don't even need tshuva maybe, because the shaygig is not a tshuva, we'll see. Okay. Rav Nachman Kabbalah Reach Nechayach. Rav Sheish Shoma, in Kabbalah Reach Nechayach. Rav Sheish says, no, he's disqualified. Once he does any type of shayris, even for shaygig, what's the makar for each man diyama? Omer Rav Sheish, it's not me Allah. How do I know my halacha that says that it's not a good carbon? The chsib, the pasuk says, v'hoyu l'beis shol mikshol oven. That pasuk that says that these people worshipped the Avodah Zarah, they served the Avodah Zarah, these kahanim, said mikshol oven. There's two things. My lav, oy mikshol oven. Mikshol means a shaygig, oven means a mezid, mikshol shaygig, oven mezid. So you see, even though they worshipped the and they served the Avodah Zarah, even the shaygig, still lo yigashu elai shnap du avayda. Rav Nachman says, no, it's one word, Michshol Davin. It was a Michshol of Avin of Amazin. And therefore, Rav Nachman sticks with his halacha that shoygig by Avodah Zarah does not disqualify him. Oh, Rav Nachman, Amri Allah, what's right to me? The talent in a braisa. V'chipa akarina nefesh ha-shegeges b'cheta b'shkaga. And the word b'cheta b'shkaga is extra words. So we darshan, we had this before already in the Masechta, melamed shekoyim is chapa de'atzma. A koyim can bring a kapar for himself. Maybe you would say the koyim himself, the vera, can bring a kapar for himself. No, he can bring a kapar for himself. Tomorrow wants to know, what exactly is this chet of a shkaga that there's a chiddush that he could do avodah himself? What are we talking about? Ilan v'shchita, if it means he did shchita for avodah zara, now he wants to bring a carbon for that. Ma'ir is shoygig. I feel amazing. Ami l'chayr v'asef is shoygig. Even if you be amazed, he could bring do the avodah. Why? Because we said shchita is not a sheiris. El alav, it must mean bezrika. It must be, it's a shikol pela. Do you have the kasha? Do you have the kasha? L'chayr is no such thing as a carbon on a mezid. So what does it mean, feel amazed? It had to say shkaga because it was sitting in the mezid. This is a bumper kasha. They asked the kasha. And some want to tie in that there's some gemaras and creases which say that there is a shayach, a carbon of mezid. The problem is not by Avodah Zarah, but it's a good kasha. But the gemara's kasha is that if it would be a case of shkita, that's partially mezid. Elav must be bezrika. Rav Nachman, this case must be bezrika. Chet of a shkaga, and look, see, he could work in a base mikdash. So you see, shogag bezrika, you could work in a base mikdash. Rav Sheish, I'm like, no, loyal mishchita. But of a mezid, loy nasim a shoraz of chavim. Oh, we'll say Rav Sheish is now awkward on something. He says, you know what? Even shchita, if you do it with a mezid, you can't work in the base mikdash anymore. Even though we said before, we start off the Gemara, we said, koin to shachat, it's kavara, we said, that's kuliyama. You're right, it's kuliyama, only b'shagi. But if he does it b'mezid, Rav Sheshi says, if he does the shchita b'mezid, then he becomes a misharis, a koimer of Avodah Zarah. He gets a din of a koimer working for Avodah Zarah, and it's a avodah chashuva, like the Bnei Gershom says. It's like the four avodas, and he cannot work in the base of Mikdash. Also tamayu, and this way of learning out from this pasuk, Araya, is really another mechagis from Nachman Rav Sheshi. He did a mezid b'shchita. Before he said that shchita, you still can work in the base of Mikdash. You did shchita Avodah Zarah. But the memory over here like this, Heizib Eshchit, if you amaze it, Rav Nachman Amma Kabana Reach Nechayach, you still can work in the base of Mikdash. Rav Sheshi Amma, in Kabana Reach Nechayach, you cannot work in the base of Mikdash, the carbon is not Reach Nechayach. Rav Nachman Amma Kabana Reach Nechayach, lo ava Sheris, you didn't do Sheris. But my son, Shchita, even if you amaze it, it's not Sheris. Rav Sheshi Amma, in Kabana Reach Nechayach, it's not Reach Nechayach, why not? On top of my base, Nasem Meshores Erechavim. You become a Meshores to Avodah Zarah. So we really have a conversation with Nachman about this thing. Are you considered disqualified from Shechita Bim Mezid? According to Rav Sheshis, yeah? According to Rav Nachman, no. So we already have two machloikasim, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshis. The first machloikas was Shogag Bezrika, where Rav Sheshis says nothing, no good, Rav Nachman is good. We have another machloikas, Hezid Bezrika, what's the halacha? Shogag Bezrika Kulam Vimutta. But Hezid Bezrika is another machloikas. Rav Nachman says, yeah, you're good, because it's not a Sheris, and Rav Sheshis says, no, it's no good. Omar Rav Nachman, no, I'm Minim Allah. How do I know? The time went in a brisa. Koyan she'ovad avodas chavim. A koyan that did avodas zara, a shav, and he was the tshuva. Karbono yireach chayach. Now, what could be the case? He did avodas zara, and we saved the tshuva. He could work in his mikdash, and it's karbono yireach chayach. Mamai. Ilem b'shoigeg, mai v'shav. If it's a case of shoigeg, which Rav Nachman holds, he got a shoigeg, even v'zrika is good, so it could have been v'shoigeg. He said, no, what's v'shav? Shav ayimitu. He doesn't have to do tshuva. El pshita b'mezit. It must be mezit. If it's Zrika, Kishav Mayhava, Hakav Lesheris, the Sheris. So it must be the case of Ovad Avodah Chavim. Vishav has to be by a Shechita. Elav Vishchita has to be by a Shechita. It is a riot to Rav Nachman. Rav Sheish is on my note. And Rav Chalila on Vishagi. What's the loss of Vishav? Vachakamar. And Vishagi only by Shechita, because he also Shechita by Zrika is no good. Shechita by Shechita. Vachakamar. Im Shav Meikroi, if you are someone who's a Shav Meikroi, which means it was a Shagig, the Chiav Vishagi Avad, Kabonoi Reach Nechayach, then the carbon will be good, the carbon will be Reach Nechayach, Lav do Avayit, and Lav, ain't Kabonoi Reach Nechayach, if not, it won't be Kabonoi Reach Nechayach. So those are two Mechalikasim so far, Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshis. We're going to have two more. So till now we're talking about doing Avayitis in the base of, into the Avayit Zara. Avayitis to Avayit Zara. He did Shechita, he did Zrika. What about the Shtachavel of Avayit Zara? Someone did a Shtachavel, he bowed down to Avayit Zara. Are you disqualified from doing Avayit now? Rav Nachman Amar Kabbalah Reach Nechayach, because it's not called Sheiris. It's not Sheiris to Rav Adizar. So Kabbalah, if you do tshuva, you come back to Beis Mikdash. Rav Nachman Amar, Rav Sheish Amar, ain't Kabbalah Reach Nechayach. No, you cannot do tshuva, won't help you. You can't work in the Beis Mikdash. What about Hoyd Lo Yischavim, which means you said to Rav Adizar, Eliyata. You didn't even bow down. You said Eliyata. Again, I'm like this. So we have altogether four machloikasim, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes, and all four, Rav Sheshes is the one who's more machmer, Rav Nachman is more mekel. Why do you need four different machloikasim? So, Betzim, obviously, Nishchita and Shrika, because there it's a shayel, shayeg, and amazing, but the Gemara still makes Shrikas in all four of them. But Shrika. The Ashvinach Kamaisa, if you say the first one, Bahi Kamar Rav Sheshes, if you bring the first one, because that's Jerika of a Shoigeg. We said that. You know why we said that? Because Mehikam Rav Sheshes from the Avalei Sheres. They did Sheres there, even if it's Shoigeg. But Maisi did a Jerika, therefore he disqualified. Ava Shechita, like Avalei Sheres, ain't Moitler of Nachman. But Shechita, even the Mezid, maybe since he didn't do a Sheres, maybe he's Moitler of Nachman. The Yashmin is Shechita. So they understand why someone could pass. Some Shem to Avalei Avaidi. Maisi did one of the four Avaidis. Ava Shtachava, the Loy Avalei Avaidi didn't do any Sheres at all. No Sheikhist Avaidi, didn't do any Avaidi to Avaidi Zara. You just bow down to it, emeloi, maybe you still could do avayda, tricha. Miyash minash tachava, shun avalei maisa, it's just qualified because it's a maisa. Ava hoida, saying eliata, dibur v'alma, it's just a dibur v'alma, emeloi, maybe not. Maybe it wouldn't disqualify the kayyid. So Gemara says, tricha, that's why I need all four machlekesim. So we have four machlekesim, Rav Nachman, Rav Sheshes. We have by shachat b'shoigei, because shachat maisa, sure is good, if he does tshuva. Shachat b'shoigei is one machlekes. No, opposite. Shachat b'mezid is machlokes. Shachat b'shoigeg v'shoah is good. Shachat b'shoigeg v'shoah you could do avoda. We did tshuva. Shachat b'mezid is one machlokes. Zarak b'shoigeg is another machlokes because zarak b'mezid v'shoah is no good. So zarak b'shoigeg is the machlokes. Yeah, and then you have machlokes shtachavah and hoida is the other two machlokes in Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes.